Premier Doug Ford and Theresa Tam, Chief Public Health Officer for Canada, have urged cottagers to stay home during the coronavirus pandemic, and asked, you know, been pleading with everybody to stay home and not go up to these areas that would put undue pressures on these small outlying communities that they do not need at these times. But that's not necessarily the only opinion out there. There are some folks who say, I don't get it. Well, we just had somebody on the line who lives in one of those areas saying, no, nothing could be further from the truth. We're in good shape. We've got all kinds of supplies, infrastructures there. Don't worry about it. Joining us now is the mayor of Kawartha Lakes, Andy Leatham. And he tells us, no, in fact, we're encouraging fellow cottagers to come on down. So, morning, Andy, how are you?
Good morning, I'm well. How about yourself?
Great, thank you. It was refreshing to hear, I'll be very frank with you, because we have talked to a few members of smaller jurisdictions, outlying areas, who have gone public saying, please don't come to this area right now because we can't handle it. And you're saying the opposite. Tell us about that.
Well, I really, you know, I'm not encouraging, I just want to be clear, I'm not necessarily encouraging people to come up to their cottage. I mean, I respect that the minister, you know, the health and the premier are saying, you know, essential travel, stay at home only. What I'm trying to say is I'm not going to stand up, you know, we're not going to stand up here and say, you know, don't come up to a property that you own. I have no ability to enforce that. I have no right to say, don't come up to your property, you know, in the Kawartha Lakes. And some municipalities are in better shape to handle that than others. And we're in quite good shape. I mean, we're, you know, we've got a good hospital here. We've got good grocery stores that are fully stocked up. So I don't speak for all municipalities. I'm just sort of speaking for ours to say, you know what? I think if you have property up here, you know, you're encouraged to stay home. But for your mental well-being, or if you choose to travel up to your secondary property, then you should have that right. And I'm not going to be the one to tell you not to.
And Mayor, let's not lose sight of the fact that communities like yours are used to seasonal swelling of the population, right? I mean, every summer your population probably doubles, for all I know. So the infrastructure is already built around that. The grocery stores are used to having more inventory from this month to the end of September than the other months. So, that's the question that everybody's been asking. You know, why all of a sudden do these small communities, cottage communities, not have supplies?
Well, and I think that's a very valid question. I mean, we, you know, a lot of our grocery stores and a lot of our businesses up here are here because of our seasonal population that comes up in the summer. They wouldn't even exist, half our businesses, if we didn't, you know, have a seasonal population. We have 75,000 permanent residents and about 30,000 seasonal residents that come up here every summer. So, you know, they come up and they have a huge impact. They're part of our community. I mean, we declare a state of emergency, in my opinion, to look after our community, and I consider them part of our community. So we're either in this together or we're not. And, you know, we keep, every time we turn on the TV and see a T-shirt, it's, you know, we're all in this together. And you know, are we? Because, you know, or should it say we're all in this together except for seasonal residents? And I don't think we're giving our seasonal residents the benefit of the doubt, the common sense that they have, that, you know, if they feel the need, whether their kids are, you know, driving them crazy and there's more space up here where the kids can burn off some energy, they can self-isolate easier, they can go for a walk and maybe not run into someone else. And if they feel the need to do that, I want to respect that. You know, I mean, these people know what community they're coming up to. I mean, you're right. Some of them have been coming up here for generations. So to say that, oh, you're going to come up and we don't have all the services to look after you, it's like, really? They don't know that? You don't think they know what they're coming up to because they've been coming up here for 30 or 40 years? I think it's an insult to their intelligence, and I resent those comments. And, I think we need to grow up a little bit as some of our smaller communities and say, you know what, we are all one community. We're all in this together. These folks pay taxes all year round. They are part of our community, and they're as much right to go into that grocery store as we do. I feel very strongly about that, and not everybody does, and I'm sticking with that.
What's the situation, Andy, with boat launches in your area?
Boat launches right now are closed. We're looking at maybe May 12th, you know, with the release now on some of the marinas that can get to work, people are going to start wanting to get their boats. So we're sort of targeting May 12th when the provincial emergency order expires to have a look at possibly opening up some of our municipal boat launches for access to the lake.
Because obviously that's going to be, I mean, key in getting people back out there, right? They have to be able to put their boat in the water, I would think.
Up until Monday, they're not even allowed to get their boats from the marinas and stuff. But there's a lot of private launches and access to lakes up here regardless. Like, they don't have to go to an actual municipal boat launch. I mean, we don't have the authority to close off the lakes. So there's always a way to get their boat in the water, but they have to get them from the marinas first, and it looks like they're going to be able to do that shortly. So, yeah. You know, we'll follow suit and sort of say as that comes up and the weather gets nicer, we know people are going to want to come up to their cottages, so let's just be ready for it and be prepared for it.
Well, that's great great information and great news, and good on you for taking that stand, Andy. And I think in the next couple of weeks, for sure, I think things should loosen up enough that folks can get back out to their summer properties or cottages. It's been, like you said, part of, you know, generational. And that's the thing, too. Some of these people have been there 3-4 generations coming up this
time
of year.
Yeah, so, it's a long time. And these are, some of these people are, they donate to our hospital. They donate, they do fundraisers for the food bank. And I mean, they are part of our community. And, you know, and I think it hurts their feelings when they hear some of the comments people make about, you know, we don't want you up here. I go, wait a minute. You can't just want them up here in the good times.
Exactly.
You know, you either want them here or you don't. So
yeah.
If you want to start coming up with a seasonal tax rate, you know, maybe they'll be more tolerant to only come up when we want them to come up. But in the meantime, you know, they're here, they're part, they have a home. And if the order is to stay at home, then they choose that this is their home, whether it's their second home or not, then they should have the right to do that. And I support that.
Excellent, sir. Thank you for joining us this morning and sharing that with us.
You betcha. Have a great day.
Mayor Andy Leatham, mayor of the city of Kawartha Lake, saying, hey, we're open for business. If you've got a summer home here, cottage up here, come on up. We're good. Good to go. More journal after this. I should dare go away.